Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Foundation Friday, May 4th, 2018. May 4th, for those of you that are Star Wars fan, of course, that is today is Star Wars Day. May the 4th, as in May the 4th be with you, for people that have a lisp, I guess. But today's Foundation Friday tip has nothing to do with Star Wars, although I'm sure it does somewhere. And since Star Wars, at the time I think it came out, was the most financially successful movie of all time, clearly there was a lot of brilliant marketing going on around it. Jim is here. Good seeing you. So today's tip is comes to you courtesy of my client, the brilliant Jeremy Danley, who yesterday suggested, I don't know if he suggested or I just thought about it, that he talked about my next level seminar that I held, I think back in 2011, about 7 years ago. Where I spoke and I taught about seven critical transformations that every business owner needs to make to go from a business owner to an entrepreneur, to truly somebody that can run multiple businesses and take advantage of all kinds of opportunities and not simply be self-employed and have basically a really terrible job where you work long hours, you pay yourself last, you take all the risk, and you do all the doing of the business. And so over the next 7 weeks on Foundation Friday, I'm going to share one of the seven critical business transformations that all business owners should make. I'll share one every week for the next 7 weeks. So today we'll start it off in number one, which is, I just alluded to it, it's the critical transformation of going from being a doer to being a marketer. Okay, so it's natural. When people start a business, especially a bootstrap business, where you're not overly funded with bazillions of dollars, you're starting up and I've started dozens of them in my life, we're pretty much doing everything when it starts. We don't have a staff, we're not hiring lots of people yet, we're wearing all the hats, we're doing everything in the business. So we're a doer. But we can get stuck in that, we can get locked into that. As Michael Gerber teaches in his famous manifesto, The E-Myth, the myth of the entrepreneur who's not really an entrepreneur, he simply has a really bad job and doesn't have systems in place and doesn't delegate things and does way too much of the low-end doing of the business himself, him or herself. And that's what Gerber talks about, and that's critical transformation number one you need to make at some point. Hopefully as soon as possible, after you start your business, you go from being the doer of everything to handing over the doing to people that, you know, face it, I'm sorry, but unless you are like Michelangelo or, some incredibly talented person and that's what your business is all about, you're a singer or an entertainer or an athlete or whatever, and your business is really all about you as the entertainer, still, there's plenty of the doing of the business that you shouldn't be doing. Even if you are a high-end entertainer, a high-end athlete, you're clearly doing the singing or the playing or whatever, but you shouldn't be doing the booking and the of venues or the getting sponsors or setting up concerts or sports trips all that kind of behind-the-scenes business stuff, any of the accounting, any of the legal stuff. You shouldn't be doing any of that. Okay, so most business people, of course, you're not doing anything unique, no matter what you think. And if you haven't read Michael Gerber, The E-Myth, and you think you're really doing something that unique, go read that book and come back and tell me. Send me a message, Steve at Steve Cypress. Tweet me at Steve Cypress. Send me a message here on Facebook, LinkedIn, anywhere you want to get me a message. Go to AskSteveCypress.com and let me know that you truly, really believe that only you can perform all the mundane tasks of your business, that you're such a good lawyer that you couldn't possibly bring in a bunch of junior associates and train them how to do 95% as well as you do, and then you take only the top or the most complex or the most financially rewarding or mentally rewarding, however rewarding they are, the top cases, and you leave the rest to your associates. And same thing for a doctor, a dentist. You know, you have assistants, and only you handle the really top, most complex surgeries or cases or total facial reconstructions for 50, 60, 80,000 a pop. And you leave all the exams and the x-rays and the fillings and the whatever to other dentists or the mundane tasks, the doctors, plumbers, lawyers, heating and air guys, auto mechanics, whatever it is. You want to move from being a doer to being a marketer. So that's where all the money is, folks. Okay, the money is in the marketing. I know if you're watching this video and you're a business owner, you know that you have a competitor. You have somebody else doing the same business. They might not even be a, quote, competitor because they might be in another town or all the way across the country and you have a local business. But you know of somebody who is making a ton more money than you in the same business you're in. Well, that's because they're not doing all the mundane stuff that you're doing. They're focusing on the marketing. So I mentioned attorneys. They're the ones doing the clever TV ads to bring in all the clients, but they're not sitting there doing client intake or doing interviews or writing briefs or doing research or any of that stuff. They got whole teams of legal staff to do all that stuff, and they are out talking on another local TV show or cutting another commercial or, you know, doing photos for more billboards, opening up new locations. They're being an entrepreneur. You want to move from being a doer to a marketer in every single way you can. I work with clients all the time. They really insist. They really think I made this mistake early on because it's possible. The argument I hear a lot is, and I made it myself years back, is, well, but I can do it the best. Yeah, okay, but even if you can, like I said, even if you can do it the best, there's somebody out there who can do it 90, 95% as well as you. That's going to be pretty much, in almost every single case, good enough. Again, not if you're an opera singer or a professional athlete, then sure, you want to be doing the doing. But you want to also have a team behind you to do all the stuff that pretty much anybody can do, not to mention they can do it a lot better than you. So you focus on the marketing. And then for the advanced portion of today's tip, which is a reminder that tomorrow is another new episode, as every Saturday for the last 2 years, of the Lessons Learned from Donald Trump podcast that I host. I think it's up to weekly episode number 110 or so, so it's been a little over 2 years, with my co-host, the one and only Everett Farnell. And we teach a new tip every Saturday. And we talk about, I forgot where I was going with that, but anyway, so, that's a good example. You don't think that I sit there, you know, we record podcast episode, but you don't think I'm the one sitting there editing it or putting it all together or putting it up on all the different, it's up all over the place on the internet and promoting it and marketing it and doing all that kind of stuff. I mean, of course, we're the ones who are doing the actual recording of it, the 10 minutes, then it's handed over to a whole team. Okay, that's how I publish a monthly magazine, a daily podcast, another weekly podcast, a daily blog, and I get everything else done in my business because I have a great team behind me. I focus on the marketing, that's where all the money is. And I always kick myself to get out of being the doer of the business. So that's the number one critical transformation you need to make to go from being self-employed and just having a job, and a pretty crappy job at that, because you work long hours and you take all the risks and you have all the stress and you do all the grunt work and the doing of the business. Now, if that's what you like, sure, but don't fool yourself. You're not an entrepreneur. You're self-employed. You like the phone to ring in the morning so you can go out and do a plumbing job and come back home and you worked hard and take a shower and kick your feet up and relax and congratulate yourself. Another day of hard work and you made some money. But make no mistake, that's not an entrepreneur. You're not going to be starting multiple locations doing that. You know, if you don't know somebody, you've heard of people that own 10, 20, 30, 40 locations of McDonald's or another fast food place. You don't think they're in there flipping burgers or working the drive-thru. They're going there once in a while maybe to motivate the staff and have some fun, but they're doing what entrepreneurs do. They're casting the vision and they're doing all the marketing and they're not doing the marketing, they're spearheading the marketing, getting the right marketing team in place, and that's what they're focusing on, is the marketing, the expansion, the growth, the vision of the business, the systems being put into place, not just being a doer and being self-employed. So that's the number one critical transformation you need to make to become a successful entrepreneur, to go from doer to marketer. Now, the advanced step is to not just be a marketer, to go from being a marketer to a direct response marketer. That's where you use what I founded called the WOW strategy. It's the simplest way I know, because it's just three letters, how to get really good at doing direct response marketing. That's where you cut out all the middlemen, and you don't just put your name out there or some stupid slogan, even a great slogan. You don't do any of that crap or any paper. You're getting your image out there, your logo, your name of your company on top of your ads, all that kind of crap. You do effective stuff that works. Think about infomercials. They're just there to sell. That's direct response. You put out an offer, and people either respond or they don't. That's the advanced level of being a marketer, is being a direct response marketer. So that's it for the number one critical transformation to go from being just a business owner to being a successful entrepreneur. So that's it for Foundation Friday Up. I didn't thank everyone that's here. Alan and Jim, Mike, Pete, Don, Mary, and I can't scroll up through all of them, but I don't think I see any comments. If I missed it, I will respond after the video posts, and I always do, even if you respond later on, wherever you see this video, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, my blog, my podcast, all over the place, wherever you see it. Post a comment, I'll respond when appropriate, and next Friday I'll be back with the number two critical transformation that you need to make in your business, and I'll be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday, where I will share a success story of a successful entrepreneur. And look at that. You see in the distance, not only is the sun setting there, but the lights are on the all-purpose sports field there. That's a soccer, softball, track and field, whatever kind of field there is there. Kind of cool. Lights are on as the sun dims. That's it for Foundation Friday. Thanks for everyone being here live. Everyone watching on the replay. I'll be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday. And I'll be back next Friday with critical transformation number two that you need to make to go from being simply a business owner to a successful entrepreneur. Thanks for being here today, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.